The town of Moreau is pitching the idea to Governor Andrew Cuomo's office to establish a casino on Mount McGregor, home to a New York State prison slated for closure in July. Earlier this week, Moreau's town board approved a measure in support of casino development on the 1,200-acre facility. Moreau, located in Saratoga County, borders Warren County, which is not suitable for casino development under New York's casino gambling law, approved through a constitutional amendment by a statewide ballot initiative in November. Moreau's supervisor, Preston Jenkins, said for an area that depends on tourism, Mount McGregor, which also sits in the towns of Wilton and Corinth, could be a suitable location for casino development.
Tourism is our big industry, and we have a situation where in Warren County, Lake George was not able to have a casino that's being roughly halfway between Lake George and the city of Saratoga Springs would be a great location for it.
Jenkins said Moreau has reached out to Mohegan Sun, a casino developer that pursued a license to build in Palmer, Massachusetts, before voters rejected the proposal at the ballot box in November. He also said he has an interest in contacting MGM, among other developers. Jenkins has spoken with Empire State Development on casino development at the site. Jenkins added that with the impending closure of the prison facility and with GE's intent to close its Fort Edward plant across the Hudson River, he'd like to see workers find permanent jobs in Moreau.
Maybe we take some people off the Medicaid rolls, we take them off food stamp rolls, we actually put them in a position where they can pay their own way and be proud of it.
The debate over casino development in Saratoga County has mainly focused on Saratoga Springs. Groups both for and against casino expansion at the Saratoga Casino and Raceway have formed in recent months. Destination Saratoga, a group in favor of expanding gambling at Saratoga Casino and Raceway, announced its formation in December. Destination Saratoga co-chair Dan Hogan spoke at the press conference in favor of placing a casino in Saratoga Springs.
It's already a thriving economy. It's already got a vibrant nightlife. It already has gaming. It has internationally known horse racing. And it has a fine community. And the people at Saratoga Raceway want to be a part of that.
Destination Saratoga declined comment on Moreau's pitch for a casino. Opponents from Save Saratoga say casino expansion in Saratoga Springs could draw visitors away from the city's downtown and harm area hotels and arts and entertainment venues, including Saratoga Performing Arts Center and Saratoga Springs City Center. According to figures from New York State, a Saratoga County casino could account for $11.4 million in revenue to be split between the host county and city to assist in lowering property taxes and aiding schools. Ed Bartholomew, president of EDC Warren County, said that although he sees a need for economic development in the Warren, Washington, Saratoga County area, he thinks communities need to be more cautious of development.
I think there has to be a real close examination of the financial impact on a area before everyone just jumps on board the casino bandwagon.
Wilton Town Supervisor Art Johnson said he plans to sit down and develop a joint proposal with Jenkins on potential development for the Mount McGregor site to be submitted to Empire State Development. Johnson said he considers a casino one possible option and would like to see facilities on Mount McGregor return to private hands.
There are other potential reuses that could be there also, condominiums, a hotel. It's a site that could be for a resort.
Preston Jenkins said he's not against casino development in Saratoga Springs, but envisions development plans for Mount McGregor that could also expand trails and recreation in the area. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.